And how involved have you been at home over the years?
I think the times I've been most seriously involved have been the three times when Tasha was between 10 and 11, or maybe 10 and 12, where she had really serious hypos during the night, and my mum would have found her unconscious at some point during the night, and she would have always woken me up straight away. And my mum being a single parent, I had to take a lot of the role there. She was, certainly the first, well, in fact, all the times, actually, she was very panicky during that, and I think at those times I did play quite an important role of being more sort of calm and trying to, you know, making a few decisions in terms of that, because she, it would be really difficult for my mum to keep completely cool, because she was her mother, I guess, and as a brother I was more able to keep calm about it, and obviously the things you'd have to go through would start off with the hypostop, the gel that you're meant to rub into her gums, and I would find that it would be in a special place and start trying to rubbing it into her gums, but sometimes that would be quite difficult with Tasha. When she was unconscious, she'd sometimes be fitting slightly as well. She'd be moving around a lot, sort of uncontrollably, so that would be quite difficult. Also, after, I remember after the first one, we had some people speaking at school who said, I can't remember what they must have been talking about, but at some point it came up that if someone's having a fit, never go anywhere near their mouth. And I remember that instantly struck me. I instantly thought about Tasha having a fit from a hypo and having to rub something into her gums, because obviously the worry is that your jaw can lock, and if your finger's anywhere near your mouth, people have lost fingers like that and things. So that did, but it didn't change anything still. And she had the other ones, that's what you have to do, you have to rub hypostop into her gums. And it's